like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. Hope, the Monuments Men. I would have thought this would open in December. Big name, big concept. Now it's opening in February. Hope, could there be any reason for that?
I think so. Probably a wise decision, because I think it's going to do pretty well in February. There's not a lot else out there, whereas it couldn't have stood up to the competition of December.
Why not?
It's a nice movie. It's entertaining. It's just sort of a laid-back romp.
It fits the paradigm that we live by. Anything between now and May is going to be somewhat painful, except for Silence of the Lambs and Braveheart.
Yeah, it's a pretty rare exception.
It is indeed. Now look at this story. Is about saving European art in the Second World War.
Right.
So these boys, somewhat like the Magnificent Seven and the Dirty Dozen.
Ocean's 11.
Thank you. A small band put together by George Clooney go across to try to find the arts that have been looted by the Nazis and or saving them from the encroaching Russians.
Right. Really surprisingly low-key film. And one of the things I liked that he did was his approach to, we're going to save this art, he was humble about it. Because in the face of everything else that was going on in World War II, you know, if you're an art historian, if you're an art lover, you have to think to yourself, like, no, you've got to save David. You know, we have to save these things. But when you're faced with all of the devastation and death that happened in World War II, you've got to remain a bit humble. And I think they did a nice job. They also found in the big stash giant barrels of gold teeth. They kept grounding it in the larger chaos and horror of the war. I think
another nice moment when he's facing down that German officer, when they're sitting across the table with each other,
right?
And he talks about sometime when he's going to read a little snippet in the paper about this guy being hanged.
Yep.
And he's going to go ahead and eat his Jewish deli.
Exactly.
Excellent moment.
It was very well delivered.
And yet at the same time, there are far too many moments in the film where Clooney intones about the importance of saving the art as if we didn't get the idea.
Right. We all understand that these are relics that have to be kept.
And the nice tension is that officer, when they first come across, tells them there's no way that he's going to give one soldier's life for a work of art. The notion of millions of people being murdered. I was trying to figure out how you juxtapose that with the art. And I know that they tried and Clooney went overboard. But in the end, and when I look at it, I said, I don't know how if I would even dare to tell this story, given the gruesome side of everything that was going on.
No, I agree with you. You know, there's a documentary, do you know, The Rape of Europa?
Yes.
Which is, it's about the same topic. Not about the Monuments Men, but about the Nazis' quest to take over all of the art. And I thought it was a fascinating, because at that time, I was completely unaware of this. Yeah. They really, really nailed, like, they're in for it. This was the most important thing happening in World War II. And you're thinking, no, it really wasn't.
This is a good film. Now, I even like Labor Day, given the time of year, and it's a romance, and it's not great. Bring it out now when there's not that much competition. Really an interesting story.
It is an interesting story.
About saving European art, and therefore saving, in a sense, our history.
Mm-hmm.
This is good stuff. I thought the scene with the little sniper...
Right. Where are we going with that?
What is that all about?
Was that meant to establish character?
Yeah.
I mean, it was an interesting scene, but it didn't go anywhere.
And what was it all for, that one line, let's not talk about this?
Right.
You know, okay.
Yeah. And then the earlier one with the German soldier and Bob Balaban and Bill Murray was equally sort of, why is this here? But it worked better. But I think there were a lot of little scenes that were meant to establish character that just didn't ever amount to anything.
Are you talking about that prolonged one where the young German has the gun?
Yes, and they sit down and they say,
good
John Wayne.
Lord. And they must have extended that several minutes, which is an eternity in film time.
No, agreed. The other really big problem with the film, and it's one that I think that is a weakness of Clooney's as a director, he's very nostalgic.
Yes.
And he's very, remember a time when the good guys were easy to pick out. And you know, it worked out in Good Night and Good Luck, which is a brilliant film, but it doesn't work as well. Hasn't worked as well in his other efforts,
no,
I don't think.
Leathernecks. Yes, I know. The film is The Monuments Men, Hope Madden. Please tell me what grade you will offer.
C+.
C+ is also my grade. Anyway, don't let us keep you from going to see an interesting movie. It's just not a great movie.
Exactly.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.